Oh my God, guys. Welcome to the Hell Yes podcast, hosted by yours truly, Haley Gamba. I am so freaking pumped to be doing this podcast. When I tell you guys, I have been harassed. I'm just kidding, but you guys have been telling me for years that you want to be able to listen to me audio style. And it had to have been now that I started, because I am the type of person who needs to be fully invested in a new venture. It has to be 100% of me that wants to do it. And until I feel that, I just can't. And although I've been planning this for many years, now is the time. I'm just so grateful and blessed, and I feel so aligned with this new project. So thank you so much for the outpouring of love and support in regards to this podcast. I posted a little reveal on Instagram, and when I tell you guys, I have never seen such a group of incredible women all come together and be so excited, and I'm just as excited as you guys are. I feel so aligned with this, and yeah, I'm just very, very, very happy. So thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this new and exciting venture of mine. I hope that we can build something beautiful here and you guys can take something out of it. What's crazy is a few years back, I asked you guys what you guys think my podcast name should be. I was very torn, and there was a couple good ones, and I do believe a subscriber actually gave me this wonderful name and it resonated. It stuck. So thank you and shout out to that person. And it definitely aligns with how I feel about myself, because I love that saying, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no, and vice versa. And we want to do a bunch of hell yeses in this life. I am all about doing what makes you feel good, being passionate about things, and actually embarking in journeys and different things that maybe scare you, but you know possibly could be great for you down the line. And that's kind of how I live my life. I love to be a little bit scared. And anytime I do something that scares me, I'm always so grateful for it in the end, because it helped me grow. So this podcast is a little scary for me because it's something new. I'm so used to sitting on camera talking to you guys. So that's kind of where the name came from. A lot of you guys are asking me if we're going to make it visual. I plan on eventually making it visual. My office that I currently film in at the moment is going to be turned into a podcast studio, and I'm going to have my contractor build me the most beautiful studio. But we're going to start with audio only, because I feel like it just gets me introduced to this new platform, getting me excited, and me really truly feeling immersed in it and see if I really truly love it, which I can't see why I wouldn't, because I'm the kind of person who loves to just talk. And I feel like this is a more vulnerable, intimate setting. So yeah, I actually have a YouTube channel created for this that I haven't obviously posted on yet, but I have it ready to go. I have the Instagram, and now we have the podcast. So this is so freaking exciting. So I thought long and hard about what I wanted the first episode to be, and I decided I want it to be about the art of being grown and sexy. I think a lot of people fear aging, and I didn't want to do an entire video on aging. I rather kind of make it a little bit more fun and make it more about how when you do get older and you become wiser, I do think you just become sexier and more beautiful from within, and you honestly look better on the outside as well. And I kind of want to talk about what I've personally been doing to walk in my true essence and purpose. The true essence is when a woman starts honoring and living from her feminine gifts. And I think that for me, that is exactly how I live my life. In July, I'm going to be 27, and I am so excited to turn 27. I don't know why. I think it's a really cool age. What's so funny is I found out that Keeping Up with the Kardashians started when Kim Kardashian was 27, which is like so cool and dope. And I'm like, wow, like she was so young and impressionable and gorgeous and fun. And I'm walking into my latter 20s, even though I'm kind of already there, but we're getting older, just feeling really wonderful and smarter and just better. So I'm going to kind of talk about the art of being grown and sexy and how you can truly walk in that and feel good about it. Of course, anybody listening to this episode, whether you're 18 or 45, anybody can take something out of this episode, but I want to kind of introduce some of the things that I've been doing or embracing in my latter 20s that have allowed me to truly feel myself in the best way. Okay, the first thing that I want to touch on when it pertains to being grown and sexy is becoming or embracing being multidimensional. I don't like the idea of being put in a box. I feel like my entire life, that was what people always wanted me to do. I think that it stems from childhood when you are different. I grew up in a town where everybody was very similar, and being that I am biracial, I automatically kind of came into the scene feeling different. And this isn't a woe is me story. It's just me being able to reflect and notice where this came from. And the older I get, the more I am so in love with my story, because it has allowed me from a very young age to acknowledge that people have different parts of themselves that they enjoy, that they like, and that they are. And it really started with me from just being different ethnicity-wise. And then it kind of transformed into what music I liked and how I like to dress and the hobbies that I want to embrace and all of that. And I want to encourage anybody listening today that you don't have to put yourself in a box. You can like, you know, country music, and you can also like listening to T-Pain and a little bit of Kevin Gates. Like, why must you like one thing? And the older I get, and being grown and sexy is me truly embracing every little aspect of myself and not hiding it or shrinking myself to fit a mold or fit a perception of what somebody thinks or wants me to be. There is nothing sexier than a woman who truly walks in her essence, regardless of what people think. And I love not caring. I really think that that is something that comes with age and time. Of course, there are some people who are younger who just kind of automatically out of the gate just have like that unbotheredness to them. I was not that person. I'm a Cancer. I am very emotional. And I think for many years, I was a people pleaser. I always wanted people to feel comfortable in my presence and to feel like they were able to see themselves in me. But the older I get, the more I realize that I am the most embraced when I am the most myself. And what a beautiful realization to have, to be honest. And I think that I have a plethora of friends and acquaintances in my life that all come from different backgrounds and have had different upbringings, for the simple fact that I've embraced so many different things about myself. So I propose the question to you guys: what is the reason for you suppressing things about yourself? What do you fear? Are you fearful of people judging you? Because I promise you this, no matter who you are and what you like, whether you suppress parts of yourself or fully embrace them, people will always judge you. So just keep in mind, being yourself and being the multidimensional person that you want to be is honestly the best thing you could do for yourself. I always find myself on different parts of TikTok. Like, I'll see equestrian style TikToks, because if you guys know me and know me well, you would know I love horses. And then I'll end up like in, you know, Umbria, and I'm looking at people living just quality lives in Italy. And then I'm over on like the countryside of TikTok where people are dancing to Beyonce's new Texas Hold'em song. And then I'm on like, I don't know, Burmese mountain dog TikTok, because that's my new dog obsession. I really should not be obsessed with a new dog right now. I already have two huskies, but the single girl in me is like, what's a third? I digress. But anyways, a little saying that I say about myself is I'm classic, but with a twist. I have classic things about me. I am walking more in my purpose. I am finding myself more and more. But there's a twist to it. It's not going to fit the mold of what you view as classic. And that's okay with me, because this is my life. And I think it's just a really wonderful feeling. So being grown and sexy is truly just walking in your full purpose. Okay. Next, getting older means getting wiser. And if you keep your eyes open and allow life to teach you, you will truly be grown and sexy. Now, what I mean by this is, I used to be so obsessed with being a know-it-all. I thought that I knew all the answers. I felt as if I didn't need to learn anything. And that is the worst position in life you can be. Now, I was like that in my early 20s. I would say like 20, 21, 22. And the older I get, the more I embrace what I don't know. And I allow myself the ability to learn, not only about other people or things, but about myself. I don't truly know myself fully yet. And I think we learn about ourselves more and more the older we get. So embrace that. And I think that the older you get, the wiser you get, if you allow yourself to get wiser. You need to be someone who wants to be a student to the things around you and learning from experiences, learning from other people, reading, maybe watching some sort of like documentary, and just getting well-versed in multiple different things. That is so sexy to me. I love a person who wants to continue learning. That is actually a prerequisite in my dating life now. You know, a little sneak peek into Haley dating. I love a man who wants to learn more and doesn't believe that they know everything and is also smart, but can be smarter in 10 years if he allows himself to be. So I think that that is just so sexy. And I think it's sexy in a woman as well. I think the third thing in being grown and sexy that is super crucial in your outer appearance is knowing what looks good on you and being able to see yourself objectively. I think for many years, I have had multiple different eras of fashion, hairstyles, and things like that. And they're very cute. I'm not going to bully myself or make fun of myself because that isn't really helpful or conducive. But let's just say today I am the most self-aware on what looks good on me, on what is flattering, on what hairstyle, color, makeup look looks best on my face. And these are things that I think will really boost you in a direction of eternal confidence. And I just love getting better at presenting myself the way that I want and the way that I think looks best. And it just comes with time and age. Being grown and sexy is realizing, okay, I have great legs, let me show them off. Okay, my feet, you know, need to get a pedicure in order for me to wear open-toe shoes today. I love my hair pushed to the side rather down the middle because it reflects my face in a better way. Warm tones look better on me than cool tones. Like, figuring that out. Now, I did my color theory and I found out that I was a deep winter. And ever since I did my color theory, guys, it has changed my outlook on what I wear. For many years, I hated the color red. I thought it looked horrific on me. And ever since doing color theory, I realize now that like a very vibrant red makes my skin look stunning, makes me look gorgeous, especially with my dark hair. It is just so sexy. And I'm so mad that for many years, I didn't buy things that were red. Because I now realize that certain colors just don't look super great on me. Like, I'm trying to think of like what color I don't like. I don't like a lot of muted tones. The color blush looks horrific on me. I remember when I went prom dress shopping when I was in high school, and I loved this blush pink dress, right? It was so pretty, and I tried it on and I fell in love with it. And they were like, oh, we have to alter it or whatever. And then you can pick it up in like, I think it was like 2 weeks or so, because we had like one dress shop in our town and everybody got their dress from there. And they had like this policy where nobody could have the same dress. It was kind of a cute policy, but whatever. So I waited the 2 weeks for the dress to get altered. And in that time frame, I had a boyfriend, and you know what happens when you get a boyfriend, you gain that happy weight, you know what I'm saying? And I gained a couple of pounds, and I went back to try on the dress, and it was a little snug. And I remember looking at it, and I said, I don't love the dress as much as I did when I first picked it out. I don't remember exactly what it was that triggered that feeling in me, but now looking back on it at this age, I'm like, girl, the color blush just does not look good on you. And I ended up picking like a teal colored dress. It was like teal flowers with nude. It was very pretty, but I ended up going with a more brighter blue color, and it looked way better with my hair and my skin, and I'm so glad I ended up getting that dress instead. Color theory will really help you, and honestly, just dressing for your body, dressing for your shape. And like I said before, I'm classic with a twist. I don't want to be put in a box when it pertains to my fashion either. I started dressing a little bit more modestly as I got older. I don't really love having too much skin showing, but when I want to dress sexy, I'm going to dress sexy, but I'm going to do it in a mature way that is flattering to me. So what is flattering to me personally is maybe a little cleavage, but less leg, or more leg, less cleavage, or, you know, showing off my décolleté. I love doing a little décolletage moment. I love a little ab situation. Now that I'm toning up my stomach, these abs are gonna be shown this summer. Just know that. But it's all about just looking classy and sexy and just kind of being able to mix the two perfectly. And sometimes it just takes trial and error, but I am learning more and more every day. I just started wearing my hair curly recently, and the influx of DMs that I've been getting about how flattering this hair is on me. I love that you guys are like this. You guys say this every time I change my hair, but recently the curly hair has been getting a lot of compliments. So I really do appreciate that. And I also agree. And I honestly think that the older I get, the younger I look. Ow. Love it. Gotta love it. I'm looking a lot younger these days. And I think it's the fact that I have a youthful spirit. And I'm also just embracing my naturalness, but also still doing my makeup, also still dressing up, but not doing too much to where I'm unrecognizable. So that is kind of what I want to give to you guys today, is to just know what looks good on you. Sometimes it just takes different hair colors, knowing your color theory, knowing your body shape, maybe even figuring out how you can improve your health and wellness journey so that you can tone up your body the way that you think it needs to look to feel the sexiest in your skin. Okay, the next thing I want to discuss is emotional regulation. Now, you guys know I am a Cancer, I am a July baby, and my emotions were a wreck majority of my life. And still to this day, I could use a little bit of work, but I'm getting a lot better. And I think what's really grown and really sexy about a woman is understanding that your emotions and how you portray them really do affect your life in multiple ways. And understanding that not everything deserves your energy, not everything deserves an outlandish experience and moment, and to give yourself the grace and time to feel something out, but to handle it in a mature, emotional, regulatory way. So for me lately, what I do when I am feeling anxiety or anger or sadness is I pour into myself in a way that allows me to take a step back, reflect, feel it out, and then handle my life the way that I normally do. I used to be very, very, very erratic and also a little bit impulsive. I found that I would post quotes or say little things, and this was many years ago. And especially being that I am an online personality, I have to be very careful and mindful of the things that I post. I take great pride in keeping a lot of the things that I do in my private life off the internet. And the reason why is because I don't like using my personal life as content. It's not really how I want to live. And the reason why is because I don't want commentary on the things that I'm currently going through. I want to be able to go through it, feel it out, and maybe discuss it down the line, but I have plenty of things to talk about. I don't need to use my personal life and the things that I'm going through emotionally as a way to share with you guys. And it's not that I'm keeping things from you. It's that I created this boundary with myself many years ago, and I like to keep things light and positive because that is a platform that I've created and built for myself. So if I'm being honest, I naturally started being less impulsive the more I grew with my online presence. But even more so in the past couple years, I've gotten a lot better at handling these things privately as well. I will get angry. I'll have a moment. I'll call one of my really close friends, scream and yell and whatever. They'll hear me out. And then it's done. We did it. And it's really just how it goes. And I don't mean I'm screaming and yelling at them. I'm screaming and yelling about the situation. So I am just a very emotional person. And emotional regulation has been something that I've been working on for years. And even more recently, like, I have just decided that if something is not worth my energy, I'm not giving it much. And that just takes time and experience. I have definitely been the girl who would harp on things and looking back and reflecting on them, I don't like the way I am when I'm doing that. It's not sexy, it's not healthy, and it did nothing for me. Now, that's not to say that I bottle up my emotions and let them, you know, create a problem within me. I don't think that that's healthy either. I think that speaking about it with a therapist or a life coach, which I do have a life coach now that I do like to speak about these things with, and then also finding ways to use hobbies to let those things out as well. Going to the gym is a great way to blow off steam. I will never forget, me and a guy that I was really into ended, and it didn't end bad or anything, but I was so sad about not having him in my life anymore that going to the gym was the best way for me to release that. I will never forget, I had the best workout the day that things him and I ended. Like, I had the best freaking workout. Like, I almost wish that I felt like that every single time I go to the gym, because when I tell you guys, I went hard in the paint. I really did. Like, it was a great workout because I just wanted to get on my grind. I was feeling a little bit of anger. I was sad, and I pushed myself, guys. I really did. So finding ways to use your hobbies and your passions to emotionally regulate. Painting is another great way to do it. Maybe doing some sort of like journaling practice, whatever it is, try to prioritize your peace over temporary relief. And sometimes temporary relief can be problematic and toxic. Okay, the next thing to being grown and sexy that is important to me is embracing the feminine qualities that I naturally have. And this was something that I really had to ponder, because for many years, I would tell people that I found myself to be very masculine. And now reflecting back, that couldn't be further from the truth. I don't know why I thought that, but I guess because I would watch videos on YouTube about what masculine qualities were and what feminine qualities were, I didn't really resonate with a lot of the feminine qualities, I guess, that people would say that they had or that you should have. And I was like, well, I'm independent, I'm a boss woman, I guess I'm masculine, which, what is super important to acknowledge is it's important that women and men both have feminine and masculine qualities living within them. That is literally how we are. And embracing those qualities will make you the true definition of grown and sexy. But when I really dove deep and said to myself, okay, Haley, what are your feminine qualities that you can embrace and that you can enjoy? I really realized that not only because I'm a Cancer, but because I also came from a mother who balanced femininity and masculinity so wonderfully. My mom is old school traditional in certain aspects, and then also very nuanced and modern in other aspects. I watched my mom growing up cook and clean like no other. I would tell all of my friends growing up, like, there's not a day that goes by that we don't have a new dinner made for us. Every single night, my mom never skipped cooking. She cleans all the time. She is very nurturing and really knows how to keep a house. Like, I used to always say, like, jokingly, that I understand why my mom has always been married, because being married to my mom is like truly such a gift, because she just makes life easier for everyone. And it actually makes me kind of emotional, because I always felt very safe with my mother growing up. Like, she is the definition of safety and comfort, because I've never seen my mom broken down. I've never seen her down and out. She truly walks in her power, does not allow life to swallow her up and spit her out. And she also has the feminine nurturing qualities that all young girls and young boys desire in a parent. And although her and I have had our differences and adversities in the past, what mother-daughter dynamic has not, right? On that subject, having a mom who is very nurturing and a quote-unquote homemaker really prepared me for my adulthood. I remember when I moved out into my first apartment and her and I were kind of at odds a little bit, and maybe we'll touch on that in a future episode, because me and my mom talk about this all the time. She doesn't mind me sharing these things because we're in a beautiful place now. But listen, my mom loves to be needed, and I get that from her. So when you move out and you carry on with life, you know, an old school Italian parent is a little bit hurt because they want to be a part of every chapter of your journey, right? But when I moved out, I really did it all on my own. I made sure that me and my partner at the time had a beautiful house that was just comfortable and cozy. And him and I moved in, and I made sure we had silverware, dishware, everything that needed to be packed in the fridge was there. Every condiment you can think of. I made sure we had brand new linens and sheets and everything, guys. Like, our linen closet was packed to the brim first week of living there. And I remember, like, I had friends over, like, a little soon after, and they were like, girl, not a single pantry, not a single closet is not stuffed to the brim, and you just moved out. You are truly the Black Martha Stewart. And the truth is, I really am. I really am that girl, and I love that about me. I truly am someone who wants to make sure that my home is cozy and comfortable and beautiful. And that is a feminine quality that I will always possess in every phase of my life. And I'm embracing that now. And I'm acknowledging it, because for many years, I didn't even realize that that wasn't something that other people had. So I'm wearing that proudly, and I'm allowing that to be a rarity. Whether it is or isn't, I just tell myself it is. I'm also just very loving and giving. And I also like to be needed. I get that from my mother. And at first, I thought, okay, that's not the best quality, Haley. Like, you don't want to make people need you. And there's a healthy way to approach it, which is what I'm trying to do. But I just love being the mother of the group. I love being the person that people can go to for, you know, fun and comfort and advice. And that is something that I wear proudly. And I think that that is a true feminine quality that I am really enjoying and embracing about myself. I also think that just doing feminine hobbies can be a really great way to figure that out about yourself, and understanding what it means to just be soft and light and just feminine. And that just takes time. And that is, to me, grown and sexy, is getting to know these aspects of yourself, the feminine, the masculine, and everything in between. So that is something that I think is a really beautiful thing to take away from this. Next is, being boring is sexy. And I kind of want to touch on this a little bit. I used to think that I was boring. And the truth is, it's because I kind of am. Now, if you were to ask my friends if I'm boring, they would say no, because I guess everybody's definition of boring is different. And when I would ask my friends, hey guys, am I boring? They'd say no, because your personality is not. Because it's not. Like, being around me and my friends love to joke and mess around and, you know, shit talk and just be girls. And I definitely have a vibrant personality at times. But when I think of me being boring, I mean that I don't really go out a lot. I'm definitely a homebody. I love to just make money and hang out at home with my dogs. When I think of the perfect life for myself, when I close my eyes and envision my future with my husband and my kids, I think of my beautiful home with property, my 12 dogs, possibly a couple animals like horses or alpacas or sheep or pigs, and cooking in the kitchen, making fresh homemade pasta, and just relaxing, watching the Food Network channel, online shopping, and just being in true suburbia. Like, I love the suburbs. I am 26 years old and I'm single, and I live in, like, true suburbia of New Jersey. Like, I pretty much live by the farms. I live in the most gorgeous part of New Jersey. Like, I love where I live. Granted, I love where I grew up. Like, growing up by the Jersey Shore was wonderful. But I had to get away, and now I live in, like, a more affluent area that has a lot of old money and farmland and things like that. And I'm so obsessed with where I live, because it is, like, a manifestation in itself. Like, living where I live has given me so much inspiration. I take morning drives every single day, and I brainstorm my life and my day, and I manifest. And to be able to be 10 minutes away from the most affluent neighborhoods in Jersey, guys, it's not even funny. Like, I live amongst people who have $30 to $40 million houses. So a lot of people ask, like, why did you move into your house and things like that? One being, my house was an amazing price. Two, I live in a great town, in a great neighborhood, and I'm close to a lot of success and money. And I like being near that because I want to be around what I want to be and who I want to be. So living in suburbia, although it can be boring to some, a lot of people would probably rather to like live in Jersey City or Manhattan if they're like a Jersey girl, which I get. But that's just not me. And that is my boringness, I guess. I get very excited about the little things that I want to do to my home and gardening and sitting outside reading magazines, listening to music. And that is the most fun and exciting life to me. And I remember I got this comment from someone, and I don't remember if it was intended to be like a hate comment or whatever, but I don't care because I don't absorb hate, but somebody said something like, why don't you ever travel or do this and that? Which, okay, I'll answer this question now because I never really talk about it. One being my family doesn't travel. My parents are both in healthcare. They're both physicians. And if anyone knows anything about doctors, they know that they like never take off because they really can't. It's kind of difficult for them. They have patients who rely on them. Now, that's not really an excuse. I do yell at my parents about this all the time, about them taking off, but they are just workaholics and they love it. They don't care. It does not bother them. They are unaffected by their work-life balance. So growing up, we really never traveled. Now, me being an adult, you would think that that would give me the travel itch. Well, I moved out of my parents' home, and literally a month later, I got my dogs. I have two Siberian Huskies, and the thought of even leaving them for a day makes me physically ill. I don't know what it is. I just get so physically sick thinking about them not sleeping with me for a night. Now imagine 5 nights. Now I'm going to get over this, guys, because I want to travel the world. I want to visit Italy. I want to see beautiful things. I'm going to be honest, though, I'm really not in a rush. I am not in a rush to do it, and it's going to be a part of my life eventually. I know that for a fact, but I'm not in a rush, and honestly, I am very scared of flying. Now, I don't like to speak it into existence too much because I'm learning that the more you talk about something, the more true it is. So I'm trying to just tell myself that my fear of flying and travel will absolve when I start doing it. So that's my positive outlook, but for the most part, my life is pretty boring and I love every moment of it. I love my life. I wake up every day with a smile on my face. And that's that. And that is the true essence of being grown and sexy, is waking up every day, feeling hot, loving your life, whether it's boring, exciting, or in the middle, and just walking in your purpose. Do what it is that makes you feel good. That's all that matters. Now, the next thing is, I think it's important to set goals for yourself privately and then kind of just like pop out and be like, what's up? Now, when I was purchasing my home, it was private. It was to myself. I think I maybe posted a few things of me like looking at homes or whatever. But to be honest, guys, nobody knew I was buying a house until I purchased it. I have learned in my life that I don't want to jinx it. Now, I don't really believe too much in jinx or people putting evil spirits on things, but I don't even want commentary on anything I'm doing. And I think it's important to just keep your plans private until they are fully there, because you just never know who's preying on your downfall. And again, I'm a pretty positive person. I rarely think about the people who want me to do bad. Because if I'm being honest, I have built such a beautiful platform of such like-minded, aligned women, and I have a very supportive following. And most of the people who follow me are super kind and super wonderful. But just to give you guys some context, anytime I would ever speak about a guy that I was talking to when it was in the early stages, it would like totally fall apart. Now, I don't know the reason why, but you know, people say when you speak about something too soon, it tends to just kind of, I don't know, reveal itself in a way that you don't want. So I am learning to just zip it. You're gonna buy a new car, zip it. You're gonna buy a house, zip it. You're starting a new business, zip it. You're going to start a podcast, zip it. Zip it, ladies. And the reason why you need to zip it is because I heard that it actually seeps into your subconscious that you believe that it's already achieved when you speak about it too soon. And I think it's important to just chase your dreams, set your goals, and get disciplined in it, get it done, and then you can celebrate it. So that is something that being grown and sexy is being patient, understanding the importance of privacy, and really just grinding until something is finished and then being like, hey, what's up? So that is something that I've worked on and I have found to be very rewarding and very comforting. And the last thing that I want to touch on in being grown and sexy is knowing your worth, but also keeping things light. I think for many years when I was thinking about what a wiser and sexier and grown version of myself would be like, I think I always had a very rigid perception, or I felt like I would be very serious. And the truth is, you can be serious and still light. You can be a boundary-setting woman and still live in the moment. And that is something that I am welcoming in this next chapter of my life. I was driving this morning and I was listening to Lana Del Rey, which I love, love, love. I feel like it's going to be a Lana Del Rey summer, guys. But I was listening to her and I was just smiling because I'm a very creative and visionary kind of person. And I was envisioning me this summer with like a tan, tall, sexy guy on the beach, just running in the water and just holding hands and kissing. And I'm like, oh my God, what a sexy summer that would be. And I'm welcoming in that. I'm not sitting here saying that it's going to happen. It's just I'm welcoming in that fun, flirty moment. And I can still welcome that and still be very serious about finding my husband. I think that my day-to-day life and how I show up for myself and how I treat my success and how I treat myself on a day-to-day will align me with wonderful men. And I also am someone who tries not to fixate or focus on men because I don't think that that's healthy either. But every once in a while, I dream about love, and there's nothing wrong with that. So I have found a healthy balance between being serious, but also being excited. And I think that it's a really great feeling because I don't want to be super strategic when it pertains to my love life. And if that works for you, that works for you. But for me, I need a little mystery. I need a little excitement and I need a little bit of that romance in order to feel fulfilled in that area of my life. And I crave romance. I'm not dying for it or like losing my mind about it, but I crave it. And I think that what you crave and what you align yourself with will be what will happen for you. So that is something that I'm welcoming in this new chapter. And I think that that is what being grown and sexy is about, is not always needing to state your intentions or your boundaries with people or sharing your most intimate vulnerabilities and your standards. Like, let yourself live. Let yourself experience, but still take things serious when it's time. I really do believe that there's a time and a place for everything, and that is something that I'm learning as I get older. Think about it like this, guys. When you show up to a gala, you have a different aura about yourself, a different essence, a different way of moving through a room than when you're out drinking with your friends on a Saturday night in your small town. You can be multifaceted, multidimensional, and have multiple personalities in a non-psychotic way, where you can show up as different versions of yourself. And that is something that I love the most about who I am today and who I'm gonna be. So I hope that this particular episode did you well. I think it's just a great way to start off this season of the Hell Yes podcast, of just walking in your purpose, being grown, being sexy, and being free. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it. And I will be back to speak with you guys next Tuesday. Love you all. Bye-bye.